insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we are with you with another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of chapter Ankabut. So, brothers and sisters, now we're going to discuss the 39th verse of Surah Ankabut. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات فاستكبروا في الأرض وما كانوا سابقين.
And we destroyed Karun and Pharaoh and Haman, and Moses had already come to them with clear evidences, and they were arrogant in the land, but they were not outrunners of our punishment.
So, in this holy verse, dear listeners, as you listen to, the Quran mentions the names of three persons, each of whom was a clear example of having satanic power. So, it starts saying, وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. And we destroyed Qarun, Pharaoh, and Haman. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And indeed, Moses came unto them with clear proofs. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But they behaved haughtily in the land. وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ. And yet they could not outstrip us. So, this verse actually says that فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They behaved haughtily in the land. They had a kind of istikbar in them. So, the end of acting like this, the end of arrogance, is destruction. Their evil fate is a gazing stock. Allah's way of treatment is to complete argument and then taking to task will come forth. So the verse actually says, وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. And we destroyed Qarun, Pharaoh, and Haman. Qarun was the epiphany of wealth together with pride and negligence, actually. Pharaoh was the epiphany of arrogant power, furnished with mischievousness. And Haman was an example of being the assistant of the oppressive tyrants. And Haman was very wise in giving his consultations. Then, the verse says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And indeed, Moses came unto them with clear proofs. Qarun relied on his own wealth, ornaments and treasures and knowledge. But Pharaoh and Haman relied on having physical forces, having martial forces, and the great power of propagation among unaware people, which is a kind of tool that every mischievous man or power tries to have. So, yet with those abilities, they could not precede Allah. They could not escape from the grips of Almighty Allah's power. That's why the verse says, وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ. Yet they could not outstrip us.
وَقَارُونَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ.
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this 39th verse, we have to say that this verse is clarifying on the end and consequence of arrogance, which is destruction, total and absolute annihilation. That's the end of Qarun, that's the end of Pharaoh, and that's the end of Haman. وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات. That's what happened to them. We destroyed them all. And indeed, Moses came unto them with clear proofs. They had arguments completed for them. We were the ones who completed the arguments for them. But they did not pay attention to it. They did not want to listen. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They behaved haughtily in the land. They had a kind of istikbar in them. This istikbar did not actually help them. This kind of istikbar made them blind to the clear signs of the Almighty Allah. This is what istikbar does to people. That's why istikbar has been repetitively mentioned in the Quran in different forms, because it has dreadful consequences. Allah issued the command of destruction for Qarun, for the land, which was the place of his rest and comfort. He commanded water, the cause of their life, to destroy Pharaoh and Haman. That's how the Almighty Allah destroyed them. And for destroying them, Allah did not mobilize the hosts of heavens and the earth, but what was the cause of their life executed the command of their death. That's how the Almighty Allah does. The term sabiqin in the end of the verse, that the verse says وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ, is the plural form of the term sabiq, which means the one who precedes. And if it says مَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ, they did not overreach, its concept is that they could not escape from the domain of the power of Allah with all possibilities they had, and they could not save themselves from the punishment of Allah. But He subhanahu wa ta'ala annihilated them with abasement and humiliation, and that's what happened to them only because of their istikbar and behaving haughtily on earth. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.